Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work.
Pretty sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
If you joined us for the Mark and Neanderthal show this past Wednesday, you probably heard some of those dad-isms that people were throwing around.
Yes.
You know, all the old sayings that your dad would use, the old cliches, the old standbys.
Well, your Father's Day is this weekend, so if you haven't already prepared, you might be SOL.
Well, we will give you in about 10 minutes an entire rundown of all the dadisms we got, rapid fire.
Yeah, we got a whole list of them. So the Mark and Neanderthal dadism rundown will be up in just a couple. Before we get to that, we have to welcome Butch to the studios of KSLX by way of the phones, because he is now enrolled in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school.
Butch, this will be actually pretty quick today. We're going to move through this quicker than the Warriors burn through the playoffs here. All you got to answer is Republican or Democrat when I give you the name of a former president.
Are we getting political?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, Butch. Richard Milhouse Nixon, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
You are correct, Butch.
Nice.
How about Jimmy Carter, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Butch has already won.
Look at that. See
yeah.
that?
All right, we're going to keep going, Butch. See how you do. Dwight David Eisenhower.
Democrat.
No, he was a Republican.
Doesn't matter. You already won.
Yeah. You know what? We'll go way back. Millard Fillmore.
Democrat.
No, he was actually a Whig. That was a trick question for you, Butch.
And that's spelled W-H-I-G.
Yep. All right, hang on, Butch. You're a winner.
Whig.
Don't forget the Whig party.
He's a Whig.
They were at one point dominant in the American political system.
Yeah, go figure. 602-260-1007. Keep that number around, about an hour away from getting you qualified for Classic East. We also have some Bob Seger tickets to give away before they go on sale this morning. And coming up, we're going to give you, you know, it's interesting. We talk about how your mother got sort of more run than your father does. Your Mother's Day gets a whole bunch of celebrations. I mean, you have to buy candy and cards, all that stuff.
That's because dads are more modest about the whole thing, I think.
Right. One of the greatest television shows about a father. We just looked this up because we were looking for information about Father's Day and stuff like that. Interesting how the show began back in the day. You know, how important it was.
What show?
Father Knows Best. You remember how Father Knows Best began?
Well, the one with Robert Young, I remember the show.
Yeah, now,
like reruns.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll put that on for you in just a little bit. We'll play you exactly how Father Knows Best began. You could never do this today.
Okay.
It would never happen today. So I'll have that for you. And, of course, the Mark and Neanderthal Dadism Rundown is coming up.
Welcome to our Friday morning show pre-Father's Day here.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. We were sitting back. For the past couple of days, we've been sort of talking to people about their father and whether you're, you know, we'll play Your Dad is Better Than That Dad a little bit later on this morning.
That was kind of cool. A lot of stuff coming up today.
And we had a lot of dadisms that came in from some of our friends here at the radio station. Some interesting things that, you know, your father might have said at some point to sort of, you know, get attention.
Right.
Or a pearl of wisdom that he'd sort of laid on you.
Right. Now, we'll have a whole rundown of those.
Right.
But you wanted to mention something else first, right?
Well, yeah, there aren't a lot of, you know, I mean, what was, there was a Wait Till Your Father Gets Home was a big dad-related show.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I think clearly the one show that everybody will reference if you start saying, okay, what show put the father in the spotlight is Father Knows Best.
And that's an ancient show, but I used to see reruns of it when I was growing up.
It was on way back in the day, and Ronald Reagan's first wife was on it. Remember that? Jane Wyman. Jane Wyatt.
Jane Wyatt was on the show. Jane
Wyman
was his first
wife. I take that back.
Yeah.
My mistake. But just remember, this is how far we've come when it comes to television broadcasting. This is hilarious. This is how Father Knows Best started.
Kent, the only cigarette with a micronite filter. Kent Regular and the new king-size Kent present the story of a man, his home, and his family. Starring Robert Young and Jane Wyatt.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a Father Knows Best was I mean, Robert Young is sitting there at the front door sucking back a cigarette at the day.
Yeah, with a micronite filter, which I believe the purpose there was to keep all the nicotine in.
Right, yeah, so that you get all the flavor, the full flavor.
And shovel it right into your lungs.
Father Knows Best, but he won't be around very long, so here's his attractive wife and their lovely children.
Because he's sucking on a king-size Kent.
Yeah, so that's how far we've come back in the day. Father Knows Best. That's great. The story, Our cigarette company presents the story of a man who probably won't make it through the second season because he's been sucking on the... Because the show opens with him sucking on one of those things.
Hilarious.
Every time, so... All right, we are going to run down the Mark and Neanderthal list of dadisms.
Yeah, you do we have it?
And I have no doubt we're probably going to miss one or two of the dadisms. Here we go.
You'd complain with a loaf of bread under each arm.
It's colder than a witch in a brass brassiere.
Go play in traffic.
Go play on the freeway.
Let's not and say we did.
No, we're not pretty close. We're ugly far.
Is that a need or a want?
I'll rip your arm off and beat you about the head with the bloody end.
Your ass is grass, and I'm a little red lawnmower.
Think before you stink.
Oh, yeah? Well, if the queen had balls, she'd be king.
I got my tongue wrapped around my eye teeth, and I couldn't see what I was saying.
You'd bitch if you got hung with a new rope.
If wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
You got champagne tastes and a beer wallet.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Go get me another beer.
You have to use your head when you buy a hat.
If you were a millionaire, you still couldn't pay attention.
I'll whip you within an inch of your life.
I'll hit you so hard, your kids will be born dizzy.
I'll knock you into the next area code.
It's colder than a witch's broomstick.
And finally, go ask your mother.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yeah, we mixed up the fake news and the alternative facts, and this is what we got.
Yeah, these are fake facts. These are things that were concocted by, and more by you, not us. I mean, you know, we come up with some fake facts. We write some every day, but more often than not, you are now contributing to the fake fact file.
Which is awesome.
And a lot of alliteration.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you doing that. Everything you're about to hear has been completely fabricated for your entertainment, not your education. However, somebody is going to believe this and try and pass it off as reality. They are, in fact, fake facts.
I'm pretty sure this one is true.
Okay.
The lead singer and harmonica player from Blues Traveler, John Popper, has been living in Mexico for years now, playing Tejano music, and is now known as Jalapeno Popper.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that's just an appetizer for what's to come.
Yeah. And John would know about appetizers. Lots and lots of appetizers. Let's welcome Mark and Neanderthal listener Steve with his fake fact.
Steve from Phoenix. The band Rainbow never allowed any LGBT members to join.
Aw. Oh, that's not nice. That's hate speech is what that is.
It is, that is. Right. Luckily, it's a fake fact.
Another random listener fake fact for you.
Eric Idle actually never stands still.
Nice. You know, Billy Idol has that same affliction.
Yes.
There you go.
Very good, very good.
All right. One more?
You want to do one more fake fact?
Sure,
okay.
All right, here you go. The final unpublished work of Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, was based upon the play areas in fast food restaurants. It was entitled, Who Sh*** in the Ball Pit. There's a study that came out that says that ball pits apparently have a lot of fecal matter in them, so it seems like a perfect name for Dr. Seuss' book.
You know what else is a perfect name?
What do you got?
Ball Pit.
Ball Pit? That's a great name for a band.
Ball Pit.
That'd be a great name for... Tonight, at the Celebrity Theater, it's Ball Pit.
Ball Pit.
Ball Pit. That's a great name for a band.
Yeah, that's great. Welcome to our Father's Day extravaganza here on the Mark and Neanderthal Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have Father's Day extravaganza. My father is no longer with us, so I don't have to get him anything, which is kind of a bonus.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting your dad something, or if you're a dad yourself, it's always the question, what do you want for Father's Day? What am I going to get my dad for
Father's
Day?
Well, what do your kids get you? What, like, do you expect something from your kids this weekend?
Maybe. You know, I can tell you
what. And at what age is it no longer cool to give your father a gift?
Yeah, see, like my dad this year, I'm not going to get my dad. And my dad's like 87. And let's just put it this way. My dad's world has gotten very small.
Right. You know? Well, when you get older, that happens.
Yeah. And, you know, so he doesn't need anything. And honestly, there's not a lot of things he can do anymore.
Well,
so
if he says to you, you know, now, son, what'd you get me for Father's Day? He said, well, is that a want or a need?
Right. That's
and,
right.
And see how he reacts to that.
I'll throw it right back at him.
Right back up. Yeah.
I got that enough.
Suddenly,
when I was
the student has become the master now.
Yeah. But, you know, we asked some guys the other night when we were out at Roger Waters the question, the magic question.
What do you really want for Father's Day?
Just time to myself.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
That's it. I think that as guys, clearly, let me explain something, ladies. Let me help you out with this there. Even if you're not a father, men want to be left alone, and especially when they have kids.
Like,
that's
true.
That's why we spend an hour in the bathroom. We don't spend an hour in the bathroom because we're having a problem making stuff work. We spend an hour in the bathroom because we like the silence. We just want to be left alone. Yeah. Guys, after a long day or after a long weekend or whatever it is, just want to be left alone. Again, I don't have kids because you don't want me breeding for obvious reasons. But I can't imagine what it's like to be a father, have a wife and several kids, all that noise. Leave me alone. That's the greatest gift you can give, is just tell him he's got the day off and just leave him alone. Put him in the den or wherever it is that he needs to be. Shut the door. Make sure there's a full cooler. Make sure he's got some poppers in there, whatever he needs to eat, and send him on his way.
And a television.
Yeah.
And he's all set.
I mean, leave him alone.
My wife, every year. It's the same thing for my wife, and she's great. She's, you know, she's really good at celebrating and commemorating things, but every year it's like, what do you want to do for Father's Day? What are your plans for Father's Day? What do you want me to set up for Father's Day? What do you want to do for Father's Day? And the answer is to never, ever have to answer that question ever, ever again.
Mark and Neanderthal.
You know, I was talking about getting bent out of shape. What about this guy in Scottsdale at the McDonald's? You see that?
No.
He didn't get his French fry order the way he liked it, and he pulled a gun?
Well, that seems like an extreme response. Appropriate, but extreme.
Yeah, right. What the hell? You can't. That's your first response, is to pull a gun after your French fry order goes bad?
Right.
Come on.
There's an onion ring in these fries.
What the hell? It's crazy. But I do picture the McDonald's employees rising up as one, and pelting him with balls from the ball pit.
We're back in the ball pit again. Back in the ball pit, sure, yeah.
I would love that.
Well, it only takes one good guy in the ball pit. I'm just saying.
Yes, bad guy with a gun.
Yeah, I mean, and think about this for a second. Guy in the ball pit probably has more ammo than the guy in the gun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you got hundreds of balls in the ball pit.
Yeah, it's a war of attrition, really, if you can hang in.
Groovy. 100.7 KSLX.
That movie's been on a lot, that Jimmy Is Always By My Side. If you haven't seen that yet, have you seen it?
I have not. That's the one with the guy from Outkast, right?
Yeah, Andre Benjamin. Andre 3000. He is fantastic in the movie. The movie sucks. But he, like, if you are a Jimmy fan and you want to see somebody sort of approximate Jimmy or take the form of Jimi Hendrix, kind of like the Three Stooges movie where the guys that were the Three Stooges were fantastic at the Three Stooges as the Three Stooges, but the movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Same situation. If you want to sit down, just sit down and watch it. And 5 minutes of watching Andre Benjamin as Jimi Hendrix, you'll think he's Jimi Hendrix. His vocalizations, thank you, and his mannerisms are just absolutely spot on as Jimmy.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
cool to check it out.
One of those movies where you're like, this guy's working his ass off, and the movie's awful.
Yeah, he gets nothing
for it.
Sorry for him. And especially because the Hendrix family just sort of denounced the movie from the get-go anyway. They didn't get a chance to actually use Jimmy music in the movie.
Right.
So, but he was fantastic in it.
Well, let's talk more Father's Day stuff. We were out on Wednesday night at Roger Waters, and hope you enjoyed the show. But we played a little game out there with a couple of different people. I think we're going to use Richard first here, and he's going to talk about his dad, Charlie, I believe.
Okay, yeah. This is a fun game called My Dad is Better Than That Dad.
Now, what's your dad's name?
Charlie. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a list of names of famous dads, and you have to tell us if Charlie was a better dad than that dad.
All right.
All right? Tell us, who's this dad?
Homer Simpson.
Was Charlie a better dad than Homer Simpson?
Oh, by all means.
Okay, then.
Homer's a lost soul. Yeah, that's all I can tell you there.
All right. How about that dad?
Mike Brady. Well, I'm a little partial, but he was a great dad on TV, so.
So you think Mike might have the edge?
Maybe.
Mike was a pretty kick-ass dad.
Yeah.
He had a good PR firm. Plus, he was an architect, and that was cool.
That's true.
All right, we're going to give you a final dad. You have to say who the name of the dad is and tell us if Charlie was a better dad than this dad.
I'm going to stop you right there. Are you listening to the men at work in the background?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There were other radio stations. I'm completely distracted by
the men at work in the background, because when you're at a Roger Waters show, you're thinking men at work.
Bill Cosby, by all means. No doubt about it.
I would like to talk to you about your pops.
So you see, there was sort of a pattern that was running there that we did, which was, you know, we mentioned a couple of dads, and then the money shot was Cosby.
And look at Mike Brady.
being a better dad than his dad.
Richard just said he could have been a better dad than my dad. You know, of course, Mike Brady was able to solve everything within 30 minutes each week. So
yes,
if
yes.
all dads could do that. Well, let's see what I believe we have Scott up here.
All right, Scott's dad.
Scott.
Scott, what was your dad's name?
George.
Is George still with us?
No, he's not.
All right, would you say he was a good dad?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to give you the name of three TV dads right now. You tell us the name of the TV dad and whether or not your dad was better than that dad.
And you, okay. You read the name of the dad you see, okay?
All right.
Archie Bunker. Yes, my dad was better than that dad.
Why?
Wasn't a racist.
Suddenly racism doesn't sound like it used to. Shocking. Yeah, but he was the fun kind of racist, right?
He was the good racist.
He was the good racist, right.
That show would never exist today.
No, absolutely not. All right, dad number two.
Peter Griffin. My dad was definitely a better dad than him.
You know what's funny? You questioned it for a second. You actually had to think of whether or not your dad was a better dad than Peter Griffin.
He's a funnier guy than my dad.
Okay. Your dad wasn't funny?
Not that funny.
Okay.
Was your dad's wardrobe more varied than Peter Griffin's?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, good. This is dad, television dad number three.
Bill Cosby.
Was your dad a better dad than Bill Cosby?
Absolutely. He never
Why
raped
is that?
He never raped a woman.
Well,
supposedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Bill Cosby, not my dad.
Right, right. Well, you don't know. And neither one of them are here to defend themselves.
So that guy basically, Scott boy. Said his dad was a better dad than Bill Cosby. And for what reason? Because he never raped a woman. That's a good reason.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Course,
oh,
yes.
By the way, you know, officially, Bill Cosby still hasn't raped anybody.
They're still
deliberating.
Yeah. And, you know, and we don't laugh about the thing. We laugh about how, you know.
That's, the barometer. That was your barometer. That's the reason. There are so many reasons why your father could be a great father.
Right.
Not raping somebody is, I guess that's right there on the ground level.
Right. We have the Mark and Neanderthal 30-second song challenge coming up.
Think you can name these two? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-second song challenge.
Yeah, the 30-second song challenge. Seven songs in 30 seconds. It works like this. You got to guess the titles of the seven songs we play in 30 seconds. The timer starts when the first song is played. When you know the song title, yell it out. The timer stops if you're correct, and we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling until you get it right or the 30 seconds is up.
All right, seven songs in 30 seconds. We welcome Bart to the program. Are you there, Bart?
Yes.
All right, Bart, are you ready to play 30-second song challenge?
Yes.
All right, Bart, nobody believes in you, but we do.
All right.
All right, it begins in 3, 2, 1.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Correct.
Nice.
Song number two.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Correct.
Like a lady. Yeah.
Song number three.
Come on, Bart. Come on, Bart.
Honky Tonk Woman.
Now keep going. Oh, boy. Oh, Bart. 4 seconds.
It's only rock and roll, and I like it.
Got it. Okay, Bart, you've got three songs that you've gotten, and you have one second left.
You have 1 second left.
actually, he's got 0.84 of 1 second left.
Bart, we're going to let you play.
Because we believe in you.
We believe in you. No one else can. Can Bart do 4 songs in 0.8 seconds? Are you ready, Bart?
Yeah.
Song number four.
Oh, you're done.
Well, thanks for the chance. That really got me there.
Yeah, it's only rock and roll by the Stones.
I've heard it a million times, and I just couldn't come up with a title. They're not my favorite band, so.
Easier to do when you're listening, isn't it, than when you're playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bart.
You started off great there, but hey, thanks for checking in. Thanks for being a good sport, Bart.
Yeah, we can't give you the Bob Seger ticket, so we'll have to let those things hang in.
And you know what, Bart? I got to tell you, just be honest. Paul and I, we didn't really believe in you. So
wow. Why are you going to be a hater?
I'm just kidding.
That's how you play 30-second song challenge, or how you don't play 30-second song challenge. It's a matter of perspective.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.